The nation's number one talk station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Sheriff Quadri Lagos. How are you today? I've been getting reports of gridlock in some part of the city this morning. So whatever you do, just take it easier. You'd get to your destination in one piece. That's what is most important. I know the temptation of trying to drag lane and switch lanes and all of those things. It can be really, really frustrating, especially for those who are very calm about the traffic and all, and somebody's trying to outsmart you or trying to do one or two things to make sure that they are smarter or something. They just want to prove a point. I don't know why people do that in traffic. But regardless of the situation, just stay calm. You get to your destination in one piece today. Now, good morning to you. Before we get into our Roads to 2023 conversation, let me have you know that the hunters are ready. They are getting ready. They are sharpening their arrows right now. They are knives, because it's time to go and hunt this morning. Hunters, ahoo, ahoo, ahoo. I hear people actually say that. Okay, now you're going to go and look for something. Whew. So this is what you're going to go and look for. Listen. Oh yeah, calm down now. Some people are still opening their phone. Okay, good. Some people are opening their... So you're going to go and look for a clickable picture of the I Beg to Differ debate logo. That's what you're looking for. Be the first person to complete the entire process and win 5,000 Naira on the morning crossfire. It's as simple as that. That's all. Nothing more. Just that. And you're good to go. Okay? So, Lagos, welcome. Let's get down to business this morning. And by the way, before we get into it, let me have you know that you can watch us live right now on Facebook and on YouTube. So, for those watching, I'm sure that you already know my guest right now is seated, well seated. So you can see her in the studio right now, getting ready to get on with our conversation this morning. For those that would like to watch, just search for Nigeria Info 99.3. That's how you can watch Nigeria Info 99.3. Tari Taylor joins us this morning on the show. She is a candidate on the platform of the Youth Party. YP, the Lagos Assembly, TSA 1, Tari Taylor. Good morning to you.
Hi, Sheriff.
How are you doing?
I'm good.
It's good to see you again.
Yes.
Last time you were here, was it this year or last year?
It was last year.
It was last year,
yes,
right?
Yes.
How has it been, though?
Nice, good, learning, growing, you know. Yeah.
How is politics treating you? You've been in politics for some time now.
Well, I'm still here.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. Now, let's talk about Etiosa, Constituency 1.
Yes.
What part of Etiosa is it? What are the parts, including Etiosa, Constituency 1?
So, the way the territory is structured, you know, there's Etiosa 1 and there's Etiosa 2. Okay. So, when you're coming down from Falomo Bridge into Akin Adesola, you know, there's the left of VI and there's the right. The left is the side that has law school and all of that. That's where Etiosa 1 is. So from that side of it, down law school, Lekki 1, you know, Moniru, Chevron, VGC, Aja, Shongotedo, Badore, Okun Aja, Lafiaji, Owoni Koko, just down that end, up to Shongotedo, Badore, you know, that area. So it's from VI, that half of VI down. Yes,
okay. That's it. I usually love to ask this question from assembly candidates so that, you know, to have a sense that they understand what they're going in for. Because it's very, very important that we take it from there. I mean, if you don't know who you are representing, how are you then representing them? But let's look at you. Were you in the YP before now, or you moved to the Youth Party?
I've been in Youth Party. I contested for councillorship on the platform of Youth Party last year at the local council elections, and I've stuck with the party. Yes.
Oh, that's brilliant. Okay, now let's move on to other issues right now. We're going to start, you know, with a very peculiar one, which is the environment.
Yes.
You're passionate about the environment. I know that. You know, but as a candidate going on the platform of the Youth Party, you know, and if you look at Etiosa very well, if care is not taken, Etiosa needs like 24 hours constant monitoring of the environment.
Absolutely.
Do you have any plans?
I'm already running those plans on a micro level. So what we do is that, and I'm so happy you said what you said, because it tells me that people get it. running the environment is not a part-time thing. It's a full-time management. Look at the quantity of waste that Lagosians generate every day. And it's the same thing in Etiosa. The waste is constantly moving. It's constantly being churned out. So we need to be on top of it.
Yeah.
We need to manage the processes for collection, which is where the PSPs are now coming. And that's the first thing that, you know, we residents must do. Mm. We must be registered with PSPs. We have no excuse. Those are the agencies that are set up to collect our waste. We must know the ones that are responsible for the areas that we are and register to them.
Mm.
Now, the PSPs have their shortcomings, definitely, but it is not an excuse. We cannot be using cart pushers who take our waste and go and put them in the gutter. So it's irresponsible to not be registered.
Right.
And then secondly, there's the regulation side, which is the monitoring and supervision and oversight, basically, which is to be conducted by LOMA, the local government, and the Ministry of Environment. So currently, I work with them, you know, to make sure that residents comply with sanitation laws. When we do our cleaning, you know, and when I say we, I'm talking about the Environment Committee of Lera, which I'm very much an active part of.
Right.
When we do our cleaning of gutters on major streets and inner streets in Lekki, we work with the PSPs to ensure collection. We work with the Ministry of Environment, the local government, and LOMA for enforcement. Because people will take advantage if they feel there is no punishment. So you cannot achieve a clean environment without strong, consistent, proactive enforcement. And that's what I bring in terms of that management of those relationships with the regulators and with the PSP people to ensure that we constantly have clean streets. So we're doing this on a micro level in Lekki, and this has brought about jobs. Because a lot of the young people who are idle, you know, why don't we engage them in clearing our environment, you know, introducing techniques and ecosystems for conversion of our waste. And there we have a little cottage industry running. And that's what I want to establish in Etiosa. You know, I feel that we can bring in jobs, Sheriff. Jobs, jobs, jobs. It's all about jobs.
I mean, incidentally, that's my next question as regards employment generation. Etiosa can boast a massive, you know, amount of young people, and young people are coming into Etiosa on a daily basis. You know that Lekki tag of Lekki, you know, people troop into Lekki a lot.
The Lekki dream.
The Lekki dream, we can put it that way. Like, apart from creating jobs through the area of environment, do you have any other plans?
Absolutely. Yeah, I do. You know, there's a lot of skill. 60% of the population, even in Etiosa, is between 18 and 35. These are talented, restless individuals in tech, in artisanship. You know, many of them are skilled in different ways.
Right.
Now, what do they need to get from where they are to their next level? They need opportunity. They need training. They need microfunding. As their representative, I intend to go out there and seek so many partnerships that will bring funding into Etiosa One that can equip our young people. I see us being a very productive constituency, you know, constantly being challenged and turning our problems into opportunities. Yes.
I mean, I'm really concerned about another area of young people, maybe not exactly, you know, from the southwest. I mean, if you move around Lekki, you'd see quite a number of people just loitering around. They are clustered in this place, clustered in that place, looking for who will come and call them for, you know, what's your plan for that? A lot of concerns have been raised as to, I mean, the Oba of Iru, you know, we constantly made that alarm, he raised that alarm a couple times that, you know, when the ban on Okada was enforced, it constantly raised that fear that, you know, these people lighting around, you know, he heard that, you know, they were about to launch attacks on houses and everything. And that's because, you know, the environments created that space for them because they're everywhere. What's do you have any plan?
Absolutely. You see, we are very much on top of these challenges. And to me, I am excited, Sheriff, at the opportunity to represent Etiosa One, because these solutions are doable. They are not insurmountable. We can transform this space. Let me tell you what we're going to do about this challenge.
Tell me.
It's a housing problem. Okay. Housing for the urban poor.
Urban poor. Okay.
A lot of the government interventions that are currently on, they target people like you and I who can afford some level of payment for our houses, civil servants and all of that. But I don't think there are a lot of interventions that are targeting the urban poor, people who don't, you know, they don't necessarily have the steady flow of income. They are daily earners. You know, how would they achieve long-term mortgage, or, you know, what options that people would typically go for.
Right.
Now, this is where the solution comes in. We will build transitionary homes, hostels, lodging houses, places where people can lay their head. Because why do these slums thrive? People just need somewhere they can lay their head at night. Imagine you're working in, you're living in Berga and you work in Lekki. You cannot afford the transport every day to be going back and forth.
I mean, how much is your pay?
I mean, come on, how much is your pay? So what you need is somewhere for you to lay your head, probably during the week, and maybe on weekends you go to where you are. And this is where the slum, the squatter communities come in. They give you a little box made with maybe carton or zinc or something, to no sanitation facilities whatsoever. You know, they go to the toilet, do everything there. Nobody should be living in those conditions. They are a threat to our public health. So we have to have a different approach when we come to these issues. We have to understand why, you know, the problems exist.
Right.
And then innovate solutions that are now solutions. Hmm. You know, solutions that address the problem for what they are. So this is where these transitionary hostels come in. You know, where, okay, for example, and it's not even just the young men. If you go around Lekki, go around Etiosa, you will see a lot of even women with their children living on the street because they have nowhere to go. Maybe they fell into an issue in their homes or something, you know. We need to create these places all around the constituency.
Some kind of shelter of some sort.
And in those shelters, you know, while maybe there's a period where you are allowed to pass through there.
Right.
And in that time, you will get some training, you will get some counseling, possibly even something you need to get you back on your feet, if it's to start a trade or whatever. So we want to look after our people, you know, not just leave them and, you know.
How do you intend to achieve this? I mean, where's the funding going to come from? Where's the money going to, I mean, you're ultimately going to be like a minority in the House if elected. How do you intend to go through this?
Okay, so as much as I am representing my constituency at the Lagos State House of Assembly, you know, I also have to establish a constituency office or offices, because like you said, if you don't know the people, how do you represent them?
Right.
If you are not listening to them, hearing what the problems are, how would you effectively represent them?
Right.
So I intend to also be very active on the field, on the ground within Etiosa constituency. This housing solution, I believe, can be funded through the private sector, real estate developers, you know, because let's look at those slum models. You know, the rent that they collect from people to live in those conditions, it's a very, very productive cycle. So how much can somebody afford in a month, in a year, in a week to lay their head somewhere? Let us do the math. Let us make the value proposition to say, how can we create this hostels that are funded by the, you know, private developers and very well maintained, because those places need to be sanitary, they need to be clean, they need to be efficient so that people can pass there. And it's like, you know, a halfway house, a lodging center where we can pass people through, and they are built up by the time they are living there. So I think it's something we can even get international donor funding for, development finance, real estate developers who want to invest and see what returns can come out of there. There are so many opportunities we can explore.
Right. Tari Taylor here in the studio with me this morning, vying for the House of Assembly, State House of Assembly, on the platform of the Youth Party, trying to represent Etiosa One. If you've got questions for her, feel free to jump on the show this morning and ask her. I would like to take one or two before we head out to a first break this morning. So feel free to call in 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. The other line is down right now. So if you are in Etiosa One and you have questions for Tari Taylor, feel free to call our main line, which is 0700-993-993-993. Please go straight to your questions and just ask your question straight up, because of time. All right, your own very own Tari Taylor is on the hot seat today, so feel free, don't hold anything back, just ask her your questions. Good morning to you.
Hello.
Good morning.
Yeah, this is just, I'm calling from Melody.
Oh, okay. That one is playing with his or father's telephone line. Good morning to you. Okay, we'll ask that as well. So feel free to drop your question. Tari, let me ask you this question, though, before we, you know, head out eventually. And this is about flooding, especially in Lekki Axis. Do you have any plan to address that?
Yeah, it's linked to the environment challenge. All of your drainages are blocked. Dirty gutters filled to the brim with refuse, have become a culture and a norm for us. Why? Is that the best we can do? We need to clear out these drainages. The areas in Lekki that I have direct influence over, clean gutters throughout, and flooding drastically have reduced over the years. So this is what we need to do around. I'm not saying that, you know, clearing out the drainages will absolutely solve the problem, because those are also structural issues that need to be addressed. But it will significantly reduce it. You cannot have gutters that are blocked up with refuse and expect the water to flow. How would it flow? So in Lekki, for example, over the last 3-4 months, we did an extensive clearing of the drainages on Admiralty Way.
Okay.
So all the while there was rain this time, you will notice that flooding was significantly reduced. The water was flowing into the canals because we cleared out the drainages in that. So that's what we need to do. We need to do that across this constituency, across the highways, across the inner streets. Just make sure that our gutters being clean become a culture.
Right. Right.
What is wrong with clean gutters, Jerry?
Nothing, nothing. if anything, it's, I mean, I can't even think of any.
Exactly.
Let's speak with Ini. Ini, hi. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, please.
Okay. I like a contribution, and I think it's good. But I have an issue, because a lot of people come here and they made promises. There was even the government in power made promises that if they don't deliver, we should stone them, and they've been going on like that. Now, when they come in, now she's not giving any impediments, not giving any excuses. She's saying them fluently, making promises. Now, I want to know, why is her own different? Why should people even believe it?
What makes her different?
Yeah.
Sorry?
What makes her different, right?
Yes, make her different, that she's going to work. She doesn't have that executive power. She's just an individual. And then when she comes in as a state house, I'm not sure she will have the resources to do what she's saying.
Okay. There you go. The doubts. What makes you different?
I get that all the time, Sherry. Every time I go, you know, into communities everywhere, that's the question, you know. People have come to us before. They've made promises. When they go in, we don't have access to them. And I've said to, you know, people, judge me on my own record. Look at me. Look at what I've done as a private citizen. I am committed to this cause. I am committed to Etiosa One. Nobody has been forcing me. I have been working. I'm passionate about these things, about job creation, about environment, and I plan to be accountable. Now, the system, the processes that I set up, you know, with my constituency office and the way that I represent the constituency would allow you to see that I am willing to be accountable. We will set up a stakeholder council that represents every demographic, every zone within Etiosa, which I will be meeting quarterly, you know, or monthly, depend on what they demand, so that I can always give account and there can always be a feedback mechanism. There will be an open door policy in my constituency office.
Right.
So, you know, I cannot, we cannot see into the future for you to know what I can do. But what you can do is assess my track record, what I have been doing without the, you know, public office as it is. But you can see that my character says that I am committed. And I will be accessible, and I will listen to the people and do what I need to do to make life better for all.
You know, I'm going to take another call now, after which maybe after the break we'll talk about your thoughts, your take on the ban of Okada in your constituency. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, please, good morning to you.
Yeah, I'm calling from, my name is Awesome. I'm calling from a community called Mopo Akilade.
Okay.
So this particular time during the election, these people don't this electorate, they don't how they call it, this candidate, they don't come to this community.
Okay.
At the point they came, they brought the bag of rice.
Okay.
And whatsoever. I was in that meeting, and all of a sudden I told them, I said, look, we don't know you people from Adam. And all of a sudden you come with a bag of rice to share with how many cops with the people here and everything. We don't need this. This community needs road. We need a good school, just one community school that is there.
Okay.
The youth there are just wasting for nothing. And we have a ballot there. Nothing is happening. Caught inside the same community.
Yeah.
People throwing dumps at the seaside.
Oh, did you say bombs?
Dumps.
Oh, dumps. Okay. Okay. There you go. Because I was going to ask you about, you know, there are some communities, you know, that you hardly hear of. I mean, when you enter in those communities in this same Etiosa, you'll be like, no, this can't be Etiosa now. I mean, what's your plan in reaching out to such communities like the one the last caller just mentioned?
So even before the campaign starts in October, I've been doing a lot of groundwork. I've been going into these kinds of places to understand the needs, you know, so that I know how to, you know, how to brainstorm with them. Because I believe that this solution, I'm not a messiah that is going to come into a Tiosa one and immediately
and take away their problems.
No, we're going to work together.
Yeah.
You see, the people and I will work together. They are going to send me to Lagos State House of Assembly to represent them, but we would work together, you know, in addressing a lot of these challenges.
Right.
Now, for these communities...
Tari, hold on. Let's take this break. We'll come and address these communities' challenges in a moment. Lagos, stay with us. The Crossfire, 8:36 the time. I'm Sheriff Quadri. Tari Taylor is here. Lagos, good morning to you. Welcome to the second part of the Crossfire today. Yes, the hunters, I'm expecting you to get this treasure and let me know the lucky person. Tari Taylor is the House of Assembly candidate, Etiosa One, under the Youth Party, and she's here live in the studio. And for the Etiosa people, if you're a business owner in this Etiosa, in case you don't understand why she's here, if you've got concerns running your business, doing your business in Etiosa, this is the time to speak with her and let her know, you know, your concerns. If you are a homeowner in Etiosa One, this is the time to ask your questions about your concerns concerning being a homeowner in Etiosa One. She's right here on the hot seat, and you're free to ask any question at all. Any legal questions, that is. Tari, thank you so much for joining us again. Mm-hmm. Now let's go back to the remember?
Lady, yeah. She spoke about people coming to campaign in her community and coming with bags of rice. Mm-hmm. You know. While I do not outrightly condemn their coming with, you know, bag of rice and all, because let's put our culture into the equation. Mm. Sometimes when you go to people, you want to go with something, or you something. Know, you're asking for their time and their attention.
Right.
It helps. But if you are taking those things as an incentive to manipulate their vote or what they think, then that's when it becomes a problem. Mm. You know, I am going to take a different approach. I'm going into communities and saying to them, I have a plan. Look around you. Are you happy with your current circumstance? Are you happy with the filthy streets? Are you happy with your terrible roads flooded? Are you happy with your condition of life generally? If you are not, let's talk. Let's work out these solutions. I am young, I am energetic, I am innovative, and I am here to serve. So what do you have right now? Are you getting what you want from what you currently have? If you are not, then let us talk. Let us do this together. So I'm coming with a plan for Etiosa One. That's my approach. As much as possible, I understand the cultural expectations and, you know, what people need. You know, we go last when I was running for councillor and we were campaigning around Ward A, you know, I always went into communities with a cleaning crew and dump trucks because we will clean out those communities and show them that this is what it will be like to have me as your representative. We will first of all have a nice clean environment which automatically would shift our perception and make us more productive, thriving, healthy people. And then we will take some of those environmental challenges and mine them into opportunities. Somebody just said, one of the callers said that he doesn't think I would have the funding to do the things I'm saying. Now, I would like him to adjust his perspective on funding a little. Okay. There is money everywhere. There are partnerships waiting to be made. But currently, Etiosa One, who is going out to seek out those partnerships on your behalf? I will do that as your representative. So I want that gentleman to be patient and watch. Let us show people how this can be done.
Right, indeed. Tari, let's move further a little bit. Before we move, because I want to talk to you about a ban on Okada in Etiosa. Mm-hmm. But before then, let's take in some calls. Good morning to you. Good morning to you.
Good morning, madam.
Yes, please.
Good morning.
Please, you are representing Etiosa One.
I will be representing in 2023, yes.
Okay, that's very good. I wish you all the best. And I have a little complaint because you are already representing and go with
her. She's not representing yet. Don't be campaigning. Oh, yeah, go on.
She will, by God's grace.
Go on. Amen.
I said there's some places you call in Etiosa, like Lafiaji, Owonikoko, and Okwaja, and the rest.
Yes.
Sharif.
Yes, go on, please. Go on, ask your question.
Yes, I have a little complaint about those areas.
Mm-hmm.
The complaint is that concerning this band of this Okada, the police now went from houses to houses.
Oh, I mean, you knew you didn't have enough credit, actually. He saw that coming because he went quiet at some point.
Okay.
So he could have rushed that question. But we'll still come to our caravan. Seems he's having issues with the police going from house to house. I think he wanted to claim that they were picking up bikes from their owners or something. Good morning to you.
Hello?
Yes, please. Good morning. Hey, boy.
Yeah, this is Joshua.
Joshua, stop playing with your mother's phone or your father's phone, okay? Good morning to you. Yeah? Nigeria Info, good morning to you. Good morning.
Hello.
Talk to me, please, quickly. We're running out of time. Yes.
Hello.
Talk to me. What's your question?
Okay, my name is Gunnar. I'm calling from Aja.
Okay.
Okay. I think what the last caller was trying to say that what best complain about is the issue, this the ban on Okada, and why the policemen now go from house to house. At least I saw one.
Oh.
About 2 weeks ago, they drone of police vehicles shoot three other men to street to pick them up. So I want to understand.
Wait, you saw what exactly? Hello, my friend. What did you see?
Sir?
What did you see exactly?
Okay, I saw policemen shoot three Okada men to the street with their Okada, and they caught them, took the Okada. So I was.
Okay.
Excuse, because I know the Okada were banned from the major street, major roads, and the alternative roads, but not the street. So that's what I was surprised about and trying to understand.
No.
So the Okada is also banned from the street.
Yes. Okada is banned everywhere.
It's banned completely.
Everywhere, complete ban.
So if I have an Okada that is parked in my compound now, they can also come to my compound and pick it up.
No,
if it's parked, nobody would come for you. But if you put it on the road, it will be picked up.
And using it commercially.
Okay, back to the issue on brand.
No, let's leave it now. Let's leave it, the issue. JB has been on the line for some time. I hope he's still here. JB, hi.
Yes, good morning.
Sir. Good. Welcome.
Good morning, Tari Taylor.
Good morning.
I love that name. concerning this Okada band, I want to ask, is it not possible in your own constituency you profile them, put them on that profile, probably give them, barcode
or color code of some sort,
barcode where you know, even you that want to board the bike, you can scan their barcode, see the profile, the picture, everything. I think, in fact, on this Okada ban, this government of Lagos State needs to make an apology to Lagosians for even banning the Okada. Then that was a very good way to start profiling Okada. They need to make apology, because after that ban of that Okada, everything just went a wire. So,
thank you, JB.
Give you this advice in your constituency.
Thank you.
You can profile them to generate money directly to your office.
All right, JB. Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's take this call, and I'll come to you. This call is on Skype. Mr. George, calling on Skype. Let's see where he's calling from. Hi, Mr. George.
Hello. Hi. Good morning.
Good morning to
My
you.
My name
too.
Is Ade George.
Yeah. Where are you calling us from?
I'm going from England.
Okay. Let's talk.
Yeah. Yeah, so the good thing is I'll be around next year to vote by God's grace. So that's why I'll just ask a few questions.
Okay.
So your guest there, she's contesting for the Lagos State House of Assembly. And I just wanted to ask, although she had answered some of the questions I wanted to ask. So the truth is, a lot of State House of Assemblies are, let's not sugarcoat it, they are basically rubber stamps, and they are basically at the behest of what the governors want. So I just want you to shed more light on how would you, because at the end of the day, you are a lawmaker. How do you plan to achieve most of these bright ideas that you are set out to? Because you might find out that you are the lone voice in the multitude of but those other people.
Yeah.
Then second of all, will you also be decamping to the to this party in power? I mean, I don't expect you to answer the question. Those are just the things I just wanted to know.
Okay.
But my major thing is, how do you plan, I'm very interested in how you plan to carry out your
these projects.
Ideas,
huh?
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Ade George, for calling. Now, Tari, let's begin.
Let me start with Ade George.
Okay.
Since that's fresh. Okay. Thank you, Ade. Thank you. So when you speak about rubber stamp state houses, like in, for example, in Lagos State, since that's where I'm going to, we have to. This is why I should be there. This is why I need to go and represent Etiosa One at the Lagos State House of Assembly, because in a body that is supposed to legislate a better life for the people of Lagos, you need diversity. You need different voices. You need people who see things from different perspectives. Why you would believe, or many people would believe, that it's a rubber stamp house is because there are too many of the same kind that are there. And Lagos is not getting the best out of that. So I need to be in the House of Assembly because I am a voice of diversity. I am the youth. I am a youth voice. You know, I'm a woman. I bring in a completely different perspective that needs to be, you know, advocated for at the House. So that's my answer to that. And then secondly, being a lone voice, you know, this should also feed into the kind of person that you send to represent you. I'm a collaborator by nature. I'm not going into the House and trying to, you know, build a personal path. I'm going in there. I recognize that there is a structure. I recognize that there are other, I have other colleagues from different constituencies. I will work with people to achieve, you know, the set objectives that we do. What is the primary function of the House? To provide that oversight to the ministries, the departments and all that. Specifically, you know, when he was asking as to how I will achieve some of the ideas that I have, you know, I intend to go in and be able to provide oversight functions in the Ministry of Environment, in the Ministry of Youth Development, and, you know, all of that, so that we can create Ministry of Wealth Creation, you know, so that we can create wealth, we can implement some of these ideas, we can legislate into making these things, you know, into our law, into the way we live. That's how change can be made. We cannot achieve change by, you know, running commentary. We have to go in. We have to be part of the system. We have to propose new ideas.
Right.
We have to run the implementation of them. So I'm going in there to work for good. And I believe that there are already people in the House who are like-minded. Whether it's across party lines or whatever, we all need to put our hands together and work for the good of Lagos.
Right.
So that is my approach.
Okay. All right. Let me ask another question about this issue of Okada ban, which quite a number of previous callers, you know, mentioned. And I'm sure that they heard that we actually addressed some of those questions around ban, total ban, partial ban. It's a complete ban, you know, in Etiosa. But what's your take on, on the ban? Do you think it was necessary, or it was an overkill, or what could the government have done?
Okay, so the ban is necessary for now because the Okadas had become excessive in their, you know, in their impunity and in the way they go about. I mean, come on, in Lekki, they burned,
I was gonna come to that.
This is literally at our doorstep, right there in Lekki. And nobody could trace who those Okada drivers were, which is what comes into what the caller was saying about profiling. This idea he brought up has come up severally in our conversations within us that are stakeholders in that area. You know, we need to profile. We need to know who is riding which Okada. Then their union needs to be strengthened. I know they have a general union in Lagos and everything, but how strong are the zonal chapters, you know, all around Lagos? That profiling needs to come from them. And I believe the local government had a lot to do in this regard. You know, the Okada people, a lot of times when you even tell them not to use certain streets and all, they challenge you and they say, we're already paying levies to the local government, so why not? So in paying those levies, there should be some sort of registration. There should be some sort of profiling, because that is the biggest problem with Okadas, the security threat that they pose. How can we not know who these people are? How can till today justice has not been served for that young father and husband that was killed, you know, in Lekki? It's ridiculous. How do we operate a society like that? So I believe in that profiling solution, you know, for Okada people. When we are able to achieve some sort of structure and order in the way that Okada people operate, then the ban can be eased, I think, because a lot of people have been put out of work, you know, because of this ban. And I sympathize with it. And something else I also like to look at, Sheriff, you cannot criminalize a need. Okay, Why do okadas thrive? Because people need to get from here to here, and there's traffic, and some of those distances are too short for bus routes. People need to be able to move. How do you criminalize that need? So we need to be thinking out of the box. What other solutions have we provided for inner city, you know, transport? What are we working on to that end? Are there other things that we could, you know, divert some of those unemployed Okada drivers to be doing? You know, are we thinking that way? You know, and then even if we say, like he was asking, should they be banned in the inner streets?
Sorry. Now, we need to go because of time. We're going to talk about insecurity in and around Lekki axis. We've had so much complaint about one chance kidnappers. We had so much complaint about robberies in Ajah, Chevron, VGC areas, Admiralty Way, the lynching to death of David Imoh that you just mentioned now, you know, really, really hit the Lekki residents right there in their face because they didn't see that coming at all. But perhaps we're going to move this to a later date. But my final question, Tari, this morning, I don't know, people want to ask you their question, but I need to ask this right now. Let's conclude with your overall plan for Itiosa. As someone who is campaigning on the platform of the Youth Party, what should your constituents expect from a Tari Taylor as an assembly member?
Good governance all the way. I am all about good governance. I'm about accountability. I will be accessible because, you know, for me, this is what I do. Public service is my heart. It's my soul. It's what I am. So I need to be accountable. I need to be challenged to do better. Right. And that requires me engaging my constituents to make sure that they sharpen me. And at every point in time, I am representing their interests. Fulfillment of the people's will is at the heart of the democracy that we operate. As their representatives, there is nothing that is a measure of my success much more than the people I serve being happy with me. So me going in there, especially as I say, a lone ranger, after 4 years, wouldn't I want re-election? I would need to have to come back and give account for what I have done.
Right.
Would they listen to me if I have been inaccessible to them in all that time? I do not think so. So I believe that the people of Etiosa one need to kind of review their current situation, listen to what I am saying. I am coming with a plan. I'm coming to offer you a better deal. So you make the decision.
All right, quickly, Tari, we need to go now. Tari Taylor is the House of Assembly candidate, Etiosa one on the part of the Youth Party. She joined us on the show today. Tari, thank you so much for coming
around.
Thank you,
Sherry. Thank you very much.
Now, for the winner of our treasure hunt, your name is David Enor. Congratulations to you. You've won 5,000 naira. On the treasure hunt here on Nigeria Info. I am Sheriff Kodri. Tomorrow, we're having a presidential candidate on our show tomorrow morning. You need to be a part of it because it's a road to 2023 coverage and every party is welcome. Good morning to you.
Waiting you sabi about the beautiful game? You there for the life and style? Fantasy leagues, bass bows, ginger and oak ball, breaking down the stats even to the MVPs, taking no L's and only for the double.
I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running mate to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire those that need to be fired are fired.
It's looking like a brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. Now what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not a Chelsea.